Well, now to a climate story that people are keeping an eye on, but for now is nowhere near as devastating. How about that snow in California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Utah, and Montana, where Governor Steve Bullock declared a winter storm emergency, and some schools are closed today, after some areas of Montana got up to 4 feet of snow. Bob Kelly is mayor of Great Falls, Montana. Mayor Kelly, you've got a ways to go because we hear you only got 19 inches.
Well, we're happy with the 19. This isn't a contest, Robin, so we'll do with that.
And what impact does that have when you probably have still, you know, leaves on the ground? Like, what impact does that have?
Right. I think the biggest impact for us, you know, first off, the 40 inches was up in the northwestern part of the state, right in front of the front, and that was on the in Browning. And those folks have had some power outages and some issues with traffic and road closures. But for us down here, we're about 110 miles south of that. We still have a lot of leaves on our trees, and as a matter of fact, we have a lot of snow on the leaves, and so we've had a lot of broken limbs and broken trees around the city, which have caused a few problems, but not really that, not too terribly much.
Well, but in other parts of the state, I'm sure you've got people with herds of cows, you've got people with crops that right around now is when they get pulled out, certain crops. So what impact are you seeing there?
You know, from an ag standpoint, you know, fortunately, this isn't a spring storm where the calves are new and the ground is wet and, you know, we have to worry about them. They've, you know, they're about 6 months old now and they've grown, so they're doing okay. Plus, we're going to have a break in the weather. We get back to our normal fall weather here in just a day or two, so we'll be back up in the 40s and 50s with a lot of sunshine. So I think that as far as getting some work out in the fields, we just lost 2 days of production out there as far as harvest is concerned. And I think the cattle are going to do just fine with a couple of days of cold weather. They're pretty hardy, much like the ranchers that work with them.
Oh, excellent. Because, I mean, we're just hearing stories about people, you know, wanting to get out to their chicken coop and the snow's up till their neck, you know. So I'm sure there are irritations.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of inconveniences, but, you know, this is a storm, that the type that we're kind of used to. It certainly came early, which is causing some tree damage, which is really a problem for us because trees are, in a dry climate like ours, trees provide a lot of great things for the people who live and recreate out here. But, you know, it was really a wet storm. And in fact, yesterday during the day here in Great Falls, we had some light rain, which acted to really melt it down. And just to give you an idea, we were all out shoveling our driveways and sidewalks yesterday, and this morning they're perfectly dry.
But was this a surprise? I mean, 4 feet of snow up even in the north.
Yeah, no, I can tell you that, no, we did expect it. As a matter of fact, I was getting calls as early as Monday and Tuesday of last week from folks around the country asking what we were doing to prepare for it. And we were aware that it was going to be a big one. So we were ready for it, and we're prepared as far as, you know, making sure that we had our emergency people on standby. So I think we've come through this fairly well.
Excellent. Bob Kelly, mayor of Great Falls, Montana, thanks for talking to us.
All right, bye-bye.